OnePlus 11 5G Review in PC Magazine on February 7th by Dave LeClaire. A high-end phone for a mid-range price. Rating, 4 out of 5. Excellent. The bottom line, with a dazzling display, speedy performance, and rapid recharging, the OnePlus 11 5G offers most of the features found on $1,000 flagship phones for hundreds less. Pros: vibrant display, strong processor performance, rapid charging, good connectivity options. Cons: no wireless charging. Camera has white balance issues. OnePlus 11 5G specs. Operating system, Android 13. CPU, Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Gen 2. Dimensions, 6.42 by 2.92 by 0.34 inches. Screen size, 6.7 inches. Screen resolution, 1440 by 3260 pixels. Camera resolution, rear and front facing, 50 megapixels, 48 megapixels, 32 megapixels, and 16 megapixels. Battery life, as tested, 11 hours, 13 minutes. OnePlus phones have been up and down for the last few releases. We liked last year's OnePlus 10T, $749.99, for example, but we didn't like the 10 Pro, $899.99, quite as much. The company has streamlined its offerings for 2023 by getting rid of the T and Pro models and focusing on the OnePlus 11 5G. For $699, the phone delivers a ton of bang for your buck with a sleek design, an eye-popping screen, and swift speeds. That said, the $599 Google Pixel 7 offers similar performance at a lower price, so it remains our Editor's Choice Award by a small margin. A truly attractive phone. There's a lot to like about the OnePlus 11 5G, but perhaps our favorite element is how the phone looks. The design, a flowing mix of glass and metal, really stands out. OnePlus offers the phone in eternal green or Titan black. We received a green model for review, but they both look sharp. Our only gripe with the design is how slippery the phone is. The smooth glass back slides around in your hand and across any uneven surface. So you'll definitely want to put the handset in a case for protection. It's not a huge phone. It's 6.42 by 2.92 by 0.34 inches, height, width, depth, and 7.23 ounces, about the same size as the OnePlus 10 Pro. The front features an attractive 6.7 inch AMOLED LTPO 3.0 display that curves gently around the sides. The screen packs 3,216 by 1440 pixels for 525 pixels per inch, as well as an adaptive refresh rate that ranges from 1 Hz to 120 Hz is needed. In particular, OnePlus says the always-on display draws just 1 Hz to consume less power. The touch response rate, which measures how quickly the screen responds to touch input, is a blazing 1,000 Hz. Which is a particularly welcome feature for gaming. Moreover, the OnePlus 11 is one of the first phones to support Dolby Vision, in addition to 10-bit color. The front is covered in durable Corning Gorilla Glass Victus, and the rear relies on older Gorilla Glass 5, so it should be able to take some abuse. The phone meets the IP64 rating, which means it is protected from dust and can handle light spills or rain, but not full immersion in water. You'll find an interesting Hasselblad camera array on the back of the phone. OnePlus frames it around a gray module with a shiny silver panel next to it. We're big fans of the look, on the green model at least. The camera system doesn't stand out quite as much on the black model due to the lack of contrast. You'll find the volume rocker on the left edge and the power button and ringer switch on the right. The switch is a beloved OnePlus feature that lets you quickly put the phone in ring, vibrate, or silent mode. The bottom end features a dual SIM tray, a USB-C port, and a bottom firing speaker. A fingerprint scanner is located under the display, and facial recognition is supported via the selfie camera. Both methods worked well for unlocking the phone in testing. Choose your performance. The OnePlus 11 5G comes with the Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 system on a chip and either 8 gigabytes of LPDDR5X RAM and 128 gigabytes of UFS 3.1 storage, or 16 gigabytes of RAM and 256 gigabytes of UFS 4.0 storage, which is faster. We tested the 16 gigabyte and 256 gigabyte model, $799. The phone supports regular and performance modes. The former is meant for general use, while the latter is aimed at gamers who want every bit of power the phone can generate. We benchmarked both and found noticeable differences in the scores. For Geekbench 5, which tests the processor performance, the OnePlus 11 5G scored 1,172 in regular mode and 1,485 in performance mode on the single-core test. For the multi-core test, the difference was less distinct at 4,836 in regular mode and 4,902 in performance mode. The Google Pixel 7 Pro and its Tensor 2 chip scored 1,050 and 3,190 in comparison. While the single-core scores are close, the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 blows the Tensor 2 away in multi-core performance. For the PCMark Work 3.0 test, the phone scored 11,212 in regular mode and 12,941 in performance mode. The Pixel 7 Pro scored 11,369 on this same test, which is a bit better than the OnePlus, but not statistically so. We also tested the gaming capability of the phone using the GFX Bench Aztek 1440p off-screen test and found that it averaged 61 frames per second, which highlights the power of the Adreno 740 GPU. We could run Genshin Impact and Call of Duty Mobile at high settings without the frame rate dropping. These are two of the more demanding mobile games available, so this shows us the phone can handle anything you throw its way. Super fast charging speeds. OnePlus packs a 5,000 milliamp hour battery into the 11 5G. Rather than a single cell, however, it's split into two equal 2,500 milliamp hour halves, OnePlus does this to assist with its rapid charging tech. We ran the phone through our standard battery drain test, wherein we play a YouTube video over Wi-Fi with the screen brightness set to the max with performance mode on. In testing, the phone lasted 11 hours and 13 minutes. This doesn't quite match the Pixel 7's 12 hours and 10 minutes, but it beats the Pixel 7 Pro's 10 hours and 50 minutes. Charging speed is one aspect where OnePlus phones have the competition beat. The US version of the OnePlus 11 5G supports 80 watts Super VOOC Plus charging with a power adapter in the box. The international model supports even faster 100 watt charging. OnePlus claims you can fully recharge the phone in 27 minutes. In testing, we found that it went from empty to full in 27 minutes exactly. To put that into comparison, recharging the Pixel 7, which has a smaller battery, takes about 95 minutes at 30 watts, or more than three times as long. While the wired charging speeds are incredible, the phone doesn't support wireless charging, which is disappointing. Good enough, 5G. The OnePlus 11 5G supports a respectable set of 5G bands for the US and other markets, though it is limited to sub 6 GHz and mid-band. There is no support for millimeter wave, which means the absolute fastest speeds on T-Mobile and Verizon will be out of reach. We tested the OnePlus 11 5G against an iPhone 14 Pro Max on T-Mobile's network and compared the speeds of the devices in both strong and weak signal areas to determine which performs better. Starting with a strong 5G ultra-wideband signal, the OnePlus 11 5G reached download speeds of 590 megabits per second, while the iPhone 14 Pro Max peaked at 630 megabits per second, close enough to be in the same ballpark. Things got a little more interesting in an area with weaker coverage. The iPhone insisted on maintaining a connection to an anemic 5G signal and had download speeds of just 1 megabit per second. The OnePlus 11 5G switched to the stronger LTE 4G signal in the area, where it hit download speeds of 20 megabits per second. There are two ways to look at this. While it's true that the OnePlus 11 5G provided a better experience in this case, as evidenced by the faster overall speed, it also demonstrates that the phone is a better low-signal device than the OnePlus 11, which gave up on 5G when the iPhone didn't. In areas where 4G LTE isn't available, the iPhone will be more useful to have in your pocket. The phone supports Wi-Fi 7 thanks to the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2's connectivity platform, but this feature is disabled out of the box. OnePlus says it will be switched on later via an over-the-air update once the spec is finalized by the Wi-Fi Alliance and adopted by Qualcomm. Until then, the phone supports Wi-Fi 6. We ran the OnePlus 11 through a similar side-by-side Wi-Fi test against the iPhone 14 Pro Max, which also supports Wi-Fi 6, to see if there was a noticeable difference between the two. First, we tested the phone in close proximity to a Wi-Fi 6E router with a gigabit internet connection, where it reached peak download speeds of 645 megabits per second. In the same location, The iPhone recorded 644 megabits per second. We also tested at the very edge of the Wi-Fi network to see if either was better at capturing a usable signal. In this test, the OnePlus nabbed download speeds of 8 megabits per second, and the iPhone 14 Pro Max had 6 megabits per second. The results are curious, given the difference in modem platforms here. The OnePlus 11 5G has Qualcomm's new X70 modem, while the iPhone 14 Pro Max has the older X65 modem. We expected to see more of a real-world performance delta between the two. Other radios include Bluetooth 5.3 for connecting to accessories, as well as NFC for mobile payments. Codec support is quite good with AAC, APTX, APTX HD, and LDAC. The phone worked perfectly for making and receiving calls. Everyone we spoke to said they could hear us clearly, and we had no issues hearing them via the earpiece or speakerphone. Combining the earpiece with the bottom-firing speaker provides stereo sound with support for Dolby Atmos. While listening to our bass test track, Silent Shout, by The Knife, we found the OnePlus 11 to be one of the more impressive-sounding phones we've tested in recent months, with surprisingly solid bass response. As is usually the case with flagship phones, there's no 3.5-millimeter headphone jack. Hasselblad Shooters. OnePlus had a partnership with Hasselblad for several years now, but the results have been mixed so far. The underlying camera hardware is quite good. The main camera features a 50-megapixel Sony IMX890 sensor with an aperture of f1.8 with both optical and electronic image stabilization. The ultra-wide camera relies on a 48-megapixel Sony IMX581 sensor at f2.2. While a wide 115-degree field of view, while the teleportrait camera has a 32-megapixel Sony IMX709 sensor at f2.0. Around the front, there's a fixed-focus 16-megapixel Sony IMX471 selfie camera with an aperture of f2.45. The main ultra-wide cameras bend their shots by a factor of 4, resulting in 12.5 megapixels and 12 megapixel images, respectively. The teleportrait and selfie cameras use all their pixels in each shot. We tested the cameras in a wide range of lighting conditions, and they did well in all of them. Daytime shots look clean, with nice color and solid exposure. The night mode allows you to capture low-light images with ease. The portrait mode is fantastic. It creates some of the best bokeh we've seen from a smartphone. This is one area where the Hasselblad partnership pays off, as it allows OnePlus to create realistic background blurring. This mode offers a simple slider that lets you adjust the aperture to control the intensity of the background blur. We tested the camera against an iPhone 14 Pro Max indoors to see which offers more visually appealing photos. And here, the 11 5G doesn't hold up so well. In a sample, the iPhone did a better job with white balance than the OnePlus. In fact, the OnePlus's white balance is quite off. We noticed a similar two-yellow tint on other indoor shots taken with the phone as well. The selfie camera isn't anything special, but it captures solid images in a variety of lighting situations. For video, the OnePlus 11 5G captures 8K video at 24 frames per second, 4K video at 30 or 60 frames per second, 1080p at 30, 60, or 240 frames per second, and slow motion 720p video at 240 and 480 frames per second. Videos look about the same as photos. That is to say, outdoor footage is mostly good, while indoor shots look a bit warmer and brighter than we'd like. The quality is mostly above average, especially when captured in 4K. For photographers who want the best camera phone quality, the iPhone 14 Pro Max, the Pixel 7 Pro, and the Samsung Galaxy S23 are better bets. A cleaner Oxygen OS. We had some issues with Oxygen OS 12 on the OnePlus 10 Pro, but many of those problems have been resolved with Oxygen OS 13, which is based on Android 13. The OnePlus 11 offers a solid Android experience that runs smoothly, looks good, and offers useful gestures and navigation swipes that make using the phone easier. OnePlus has committed to 4 Android version upgrades and 5 years of security updates. That puts it at the same level as Android industry leader Samsung. Additionally, OnePlus doesn't pack on too much bloatware. The few basic apps included here, like Community and Clone Phone, are generally useful. The Pixel shipped with Android 13 and is on deck to receive 3 Android system upgrades and 5 years of security updates. Pixel phones ship with the cleanest build of Android. An attractive and affordable flagship. The OnePlus 11 5G offers a lot to like, starting with its price, which is particularly low compared with most competing flagship phones. For $699, you get a wonderful display, a top-shelf processor, a solid camera array, and a modern connectivity suite. While the Pixel 7 is still our editor's choice in this price range for its comparable performance and better camera for $100 less, the OnePlus 11 5G is close enough that we're comfortable recommending it if you prefer its design. Also note that Samsung's Galaxy S23 lineup is on the way later this month. We're currently in the process of testing it, but the base model Galaxy S23 starts at $799 and is shaping up to be an appealing alternative to the OnePlus 11 5G and the Pixel 7.